Hey everybody, welcome back to Talking Tech with Teak. Today's episode's not really a specific episode. It's me catching up. It's been a couple of weeks, well, almost a couple of weeks since I last put a podcast up, and I figured I should explain myself. I'm kind of traveling over Europe right now. It's been hard for me to record a couple different things and stuff like that. But actually, I lied. I did want to talk about something. I wanted to talk about like how cool some of this roaming data is, because I didn't go and get an international SIM. I didn't get a phone from every single country. I simply took my unlocked iPhone with my T-Mobile plan that I switched to, and a friend that I'm traveling with also has Sprint, and it's been great. We've literally been roaming everywhere, free data, free texting. It's honestly been awesome. It's kind of annoying though, because I'm a very big Verizon person. I love the Verizon service. It works great in my area. But their limit is you can send 100 texts a month and use 100 megabytes of data. Compare that to T-Mobile and Sprint that give you unlimited data and unlimited texting. And for T-Mobile, I know it's in 210 countries. Not sure exactly about Sprint, but it's like, how are you going to stay in the competition if you can't even compete? Because it was like, do I want to be able to say that I'm with Verizon, a great carrier, versus one that's rising up in name, not the most popular, but still has coverage everywhere? It's kind of obvious you'd want to do the one that's going to cover you. And it's great because T-Mobile's great at making partnerships. So even in the U.S., if T-Mobile didn't have service, I would roam for free to AT&T, to U.S. Cellular. And over here, I'm on T-Mobile A is what it's called. A is like a cell phone provider over here. It's actually really cool that it's like that these partnerships are happening. This is what needs to happen if we want to stay in this revolutionary, however you would put that in context. Just stay on top of all this new technology and all of these amazing innovations and resources we have. So why would you do this then? Like, why would you limit yourself to, oh, I can only do this, or, oh, we're only going to offer this, when you can just make these partnerships, cut your losses a little bit, because you're going to gain more customers in the end? Like, yeah, you may lose a little bit of money by doing this, but you're going to gain that back by getting all these extra customers that aren't leaving you when they go traveling the world. I mean, 210 countries. That's amazing. And yeah, Verizon has 140 they cover. But for what? 100 megabytes of data a month, 100 texts a month. Oh, it's definitely not worth it. So, yeah, that was just kind of today's topic. Next one will probably end up being about the internet over here, because surprisingly, the internet's pretty darn good over here. I'm not going to complain too much about it. I mean, I'm still able to do these podcasts, am I right? All right, thanks for joining in.